The reality is we're humans. We're in Earth School. If you've got 100% pass mark, the odds are you're going to fail along the way. The good thing about the 21st century is you've got lifespan up your sleeve. You are likely to live a much longer lifespan than you would have done 100 years ago, which means you've got time to practice. When you start to laugh at yourself above all and realise how ridiculous the whole thing is, then you're starting to move. Hello, my name's Katie Brindle and welcome to Own Your Health. So we're talking today about emotional triggers, because I've just completed a whole podcast where we were talking about emotions, okay? We were talking about anger and frustration and resentment and people holding on and people being unable to forgive. And James was just saying, okay, so what about, there's a lot of people out there that have kind of probably got a handle on their emotions already, so that they're not going to get themselves het up if somebody's rude, or you get cut up in traffic, or you get stressed by the kind of the normal things. And they would say to themselves, no, I'm a fairly relaxed person. I'm fairly steady Eddie. You know, I'm not going to get myself whipped up or riled up. I'm okay. I'm good. Okay. And there are loads of people like that. And yet what we're saying here is that equally, you can kind of walk into a family situation and it's not going to take much. It might even just be the teaspoon on the cup. It could be no more than that, or the way that they reach for the brand of coffee and your teeth are on edge and you're like, oh, my God, you're just doing my head in. OK, then I would call this close person triggers. OK, now there, and most of us have them. Now, what's the kind of own your health info about this? Well, this is probably where I'm starting in this series, to start verging on things which become slight belief systems. And some people may just vehemently disagree. So I'm just going to suggest this is my way of explaining it. And feel free to disregard if you don't agree with me. I absolutely respect the fact that you may not. But the idea is that it's all to do with being on Earth School. So the idea is that we're in Earth School, and in Earth School, the one thing you're here to do is learn. You're here to learn your lessons. Now, these lessons can be given to us in love, which is the easy way to receive them, or pain, which is the hard way to receive them. Either way, you have to learn your lessons. Why? Because you don't exit Earth School until you get 100% pass mark. And there really isn't any deviation from that. You even if you go up with 99.5%, there's still something not quite right. And the concept is back down you come. And as I say, I know this is a belief system, but it's my way of explaining it. Okay. So what happens is you're here to learn your lessons. Okay. So what happens is you can learn your lessons, fairly effortlessly to start with, because perhaps, let's say you're a child and you're about to burn your hand on a saucepan and your parent says, don't touch that, darling, you'll hurt yourself. And you have a choice at that moment to, I'm thinking of this, my daughter did exactly this. So she was little. I said, please don't touch that, you'll hurt yourself. And she didn't listen. And guess what? She hurt herself and burst into tears. So then my job was to then make her feel better and soften the blow. But she learned the hard way. Now, we have that in life. And what normally happens is when we're here to learn really important lessons, these are ultimately love lessons, because the idea is that whatever happens, we want you to get to the 100% pass mark. So if you've got to go through a tough lesson, it's because you've got to learn the lesson to get to the 100%. That's where you're going to get to the 100%. So you get tested, and it's called testing your mettle. Because metal, in the kind of concept that I'm talking about, is your higher self, your divinity, the ether. It's kind of all that sort of spiritual divinity stuff that comes with it. That's your higher self. And it's here to get to this 100% mark so that your lower self doesn't pull it down energetically. So what happens is the stakes go up. The closer to your heart, the higher the stakes, which means the higher the stakes, therefore the tougher it starts to get, which means that often you will find yourself being really acutely triggered by people around you. When you're looking at the rest of your life thinking, well, I've kind of got the rest of it together. I'm all right over here. Actually, I get it. I do these practices and I get it and I understand. But this over here is really hard. You're asking me to forgive the unforgivable. You're asking me to let go of the unlettergoable. And perhaps you over there, irritating me, have no self-awareness whatsoever. And yet I'm supposed to let go of all of this. And yet you're carrying on just as you were before. And that's really annoying. And in comes the trigger. So what is that all about? Well, the idea is that what we need to do here is we've got to follow the rules. And it's tough because that person is triggering you and they're also in proximity to you and possibly you're seeing them quite often if they're in your area. So they're triggering you a lot. Why? Well, the stakes are really high because that's because you've got to go deeper. You've got to go down. You've got to, I was talking in a previous exercise about, about carbon becoming a diamond. Yeah, it's going under the ultimate compression. The question is, can he do it? Can he do it? That teaspoon's coming out and he's going to really piss him off. Is he going to do it? Is he going to do it? And they're all watching. The guides are going, is he going to do it? And the question is, what you've got to do is let go. What you've got to do is forgive. But it's unforgivable. I know. And it's unlettergoable. It's really annoying and they're completely oblivious. But that's what you've got to do. That is the job. That's the lesson. It's right there and it's really hard. It's supposed to be hard. That person has been placed there, okay, in your hemisphere for that very reason, because there's your lesson. There is your lesson. It sits there. Are you able to let go at that frequency? And that frequency is a tough frequency. Think of it like an archery board, okay? You may well have got through the let's say there's three bands in this archery board. You may well have got through the exterior band and go, no, I'm all right over here. This is okay, I'm good. In the middle band, yeah, I'm all right over here. And now they're going, great, they've got it. They're all the way through the external two bands. Right, let's test them. Let's test them in the epicenter of the frequency and let's really test that metal and see what he's made of, or she's made of, sorry, see what they're made of. And the answer is, it's put to the test. And the reality is we're humans, so we're likely to fail. We're in Earth school. If you've got 100% pass mark, the odds are you're going to fail along the way. But what happens? The good thing about the 21st century is you've got lifespan up your sleeve. You are likely to live a much longer lifespan than you would have done 100 years ago, which means you've got time to practice because practice makes perfect. And back we go to the 10,000 hours of mastery. And the reason why these tests are put in close proximity is because the chances are you're in close proximity to them. So you've got plenty of hours to practice. But all I can tell you is, having been through many of these tests myself over the years, forgiveness is key. And forgiveness is hard. But forgiveness is freedom. And that is true. And gratitude allows you to diffuse the iron-like grip that we have to our narrative and our justification for feeling the way that we do. And if you forgive, above all yourself and then the other person, but yourself to start with, and you start to let go of the narrative for yourself, you can then start to improve the situation and you will start to notice that you can start actually laughing at the triggers, which is another reason why I did laughter therapy at the beginning. Because actually, when you start to laugh at yourself above all and realize how ridiculous the whole thing is, then you're starting to move. Now, I'd just like to say at this exact moment in time that there is a band of forgiveness and letting go, which this narrative I'm giving you doesn't cover. Okay, it's the extreme unforgivable. It's the kind of stuff which I don't really want to go into at this moment in time, which is so bad, it's criminal. Okay, it's that. The stuff that I'm talking about doesn't go to crime. That is a different category. And actually, I'm working with a really brilliant woman who is actually writing a book about this because she was a peace kind of resolver in all sorts of interesting situations about people dealing with forgiveness at that extreme level. And I'd just like to point out at this moment in time that that is not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about teaspoons in teacups and irritations and arguments within the domestic situation, within the sort of normal sort of A to B. Okay, we're not going into the unforgivable at this moment in time. I will bring her on as a special guest into the feed when we're ready to go there. So let me know when we're ready for that. But she'd be more than happy to come in and we will talk about the unforgivable forgiveness at that point. Okay, but in the meantime, you can please follow me on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and you can rate and review me there. Please also watch this on YouTube and join the community at katiebrindle.com. And you can always comment on Instagram, TikTok and Facebook.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.